Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday morning. So one of the most common, most popular questions I get asked is, okay, the training the mind bit, the meditation bit, I get it. We sit still, the eyes are closed. It's a relatively conducive environment for sort of being more present, being less distracted. But how do we do that in the rest of our life? And it's an interesting thing. I think very often, despite the fact that mindfulness is all about being more present in our life, there is a, even with meditation, actually, there's a sense sometimes, I think, of working towards something, like maybe there will be a moment of insight, a moment of clarity, a moment of enlightenment in the future sometime. And therefore, what we're doing right now doesn't matter too much. It's like we're waiting for something to happen. And because we're waiting, we're not really present. We're actually focused somewhere in the future. And I remember being in one particular monastery where there was, I want to say there was less focus on meditation. I mean, you know, on a daily basis, we're probably still doing about 8 hours of meditation a day, but compared to a lot of retreats and things like that, it was less. The focus was very much more on daily activities and on the daily sort of chores. It was cleaning windows, it was gardening, it was cooking, it was ironing, it was vacuuming, you know, doing stuff, the stuff that you need to do to live together as a community. And I remember when I started there, you know, I'd lived in other monasteries, but there had never been such a sort of focus in terms of turning these things into practices. You know, and we were shown, we were taken through every single part of the day, every single activity. And, you know, as you kind of assume by that stage in life that you kind of know how to do most of these things. And so it's not always that comfortable, you know, when someone says, let me show you how to butter a piece of toast. There's a little part of, or at least it was a part of me, that kind of bristled and was like, really? Kind of, come on, like I'm 25 now. I think I can work this out. But it was really interesting. You know, at the time, I didn't really appreciate it. I didn't really kind of get it. But to every single activity in the day, every single moment in the day, there is the opportunity to train the mind, to refine our approach, whether it's to effort, non-distraction, attention, however you think about it. When I think back through those different things, it's so easy to be engaged in something and not fully attentive. It's so easy to be engaged in something, but in a way that's not really fully present. So if I think back to cleaning the windows, for example, sometimes I was cleaning the windows, my hand was sort of doing the job, and yet my mind was somewhere else, for sure. At other times, my mind was present, but I was trying to do it quickly because I wanted to get it done. I wanted to be finished with that so that I could go and do something else. So my mind was actually in the future. There were other times when I was doing it and I don't know, perhaps I didn't really like it that much, the particular task that I'd been given that day. And so there was a sense of resistance in the mind. So I was there, but in my mind, I was chattering away, not necessarily wanting to get it done quickly, but just perhaps thinking about the task rather than simply being engaged with the task. And this is true. You don't have to live in a monastery to see these things. And it doesn't have to be cleaning the windows or buttering a piece of toast. It can be anything in life. Every single moment is an opportunity. It's so easy to think that all of the day-to-day stuff is just stuff that kind of gets in the way. Or that's the stuff that's between our meditation sessions. And somehow it doesn't matter so much. It matters just as much. Arguably, it matters that much more because there's so much more of it. Of course, the meditation's important, but how we show up and how we approach each and everything in our life is vitally important. So perhaps choosing a couple of activities in your day that you do on a regular basis and having them almost as a mini sort of meditation. It can be something really, really simple and ordinary, like buttering a piece of toast. I was reminded of this the other day, actually. My mum was telling me what it was like living with me as I was growing up as a teenager. And she said she'd come down in the mornings if I'd been out sort of, I don't know, drinking with my friends or something the night before. She'd come home and she said it looked like, you know, the kitchen was a disaster area. So everything, the bread bag had been ripped apart. And, you know, there was... And I think sometimes we approach things in ways that are unnecessarily enthusiastic. There's like too much effort that goes into it. If we even just start to monitor how much effort that goes into things, how much care goes into things, are we approaching things with a soft, gentle, kind mind? If we are, then almost inevitably, we're training those same qualities in the mind at the same time. So looking for that today, looking for that over the weekend. I hope you have a great weekend, whatever you have planned, and I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life, there is a level of almost addiction here where mm-hmm. you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload. Relationships. Before mm-hmm. you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.